Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Eric Johansson, a teacher with LSAT Demon. With me is Ben Olson, who is co-founder of LSATdemon.com and the weekly podcast Thinking LSAT. We have an email from Makeda.
Hello from Canada. Okay, cool. As a regular listener of your podcast, I find your honest insights incredibly valuable, especially regarding the caution against attending law school if there are doubts. However, I will say that considering a switch from a well-established HR career to law at age 35, I find myself with some reservations. My doubts aren't about handling the academic challenges or if I want to be a lawyer, but rather the significant life and financial changes, especially since the school I'm considering doesn't offer an evening or part-time option. It's an all-or-nothing commitment. How do you think someone in my position should navigate these kinds of doubts? Okay, immediately, I mean, there's more to read here, but I would say, can you think about other schools? It sounds like you are tied to a location, but maybe question that assumption. Can you go somewhere else so that you're not just stuck with a full-time program?
Yeah, definitely something to look for.
I mean, there are a lot of assumptions that are going into this, right? Like, hey, I'm going to apply to law school. I'm going to apply at this time and in this place to this one school. It's like, do all those assumptions have to hold true? Can you move somewhere? Can you apply later in your life? Can you, move?
Yeah.
She continues. Anyway, here's a bit of my background that adds to my concerns. Almost a decade ago, I initially struggled with college, wasn't fully engaged, and eventually dropped out. I've since turned things around in my current HR undergrad program, maintaining straight A's. The law school I'm aiming for in Canada focuses on the most recent 2 years of grades, 60 credits for admission, which is helpful. However, since I transferred credits over, they will see a semester of my earlier poorer grades, which could significantly impact my GPA in a competitive admissions environment. Would it be advisable to request that the law school focus primarily on my most recent 45 credits where I receive straight A's in my application?
I think you could write a GPA addendum about it. You know, you can, I don't know if you structure it as a request. If you say, hey, can you please only consider these grades? I don't know.
That's almost inviting them to look at the other ones, right? Like, please only look here. It's like, what? What do you want me to not look at?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's like, don't think about an elephant. What are you thinking about? Right. I think you could still write a brief GPA addendum that points to the upward trend at the end of your time in school. Yeah.
Okay. Additionally, as a Black woman aware of the growing focus on diversifying law schools, do you think this aspect could be a saving grace in any way? For example, the University of Calgary, which is nearby, has a specific admissions stream for Black students. Considering all of these factors, I'm curious if including an addendum detailing my early academic struggles and recent improvements would be beneficial. How should I address these points strategically in my application, or is it unrealistic given the competitive nature of the school? Okay, I would focus on your experience as a Black woman, not on your academic struggles.
Yeah. And that would happen in a diversity statement, Makeda. Yep. I think it doesn't need to be part of your personal statement or anything, but schools are going to give you the opportunity to write about your background, your diverse experiences. Recently, we had Micah McCreary on, who does some admissions consulting, and he said that one thing he is seeing this year is that students with great diversity statements, that has been giving them a leg up. That's just seems to be his anecdotal experience.
Yeah, totally. I think what she's trying to do is talk about her diversity as well as address these past struggles. Like, you seem very concerned about that. Don't worry about it. The less you're concerned about it, the less other people will be concerned about it. The more you're concerned about it, the more they're going to sense that and like wonder, oh, what should I do? That's one reason maybe you shouldn't even write an addendum. I'm worried that it might come across as attention grabbing to the very thing you want them to ignore. You could probably do it right, but I'm worried that you might not. So just focus on what you're doing great at, which is straight A's now, and your diversity, which, and don't focus on your grades, focus on something else about your diversity, and that should do you well.
And your LSAT.
Yeah, and your
LSAT. We don't know anything about your LSAT, but that should be
that's true.
Above,
that's the
before
elephant
any
in the
of
room,
this.
Right? Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Cool. Well, thanks, Makeda. Sounds like you still got some investigation to do, looking into other law schools that might not require that all or nothing commitment. There are definitely ways of doing law school without completely disrupting your life. My person who lives next door to me is going part-time to law school right now and has continued her full-time job throughout it. So it's possible. It doesn't need to be like, you know, you become a monk and move to a different country.
Yeah, totally. Wait, did your neighbor know that you produce a podcast on the LSAT? Law school admissions.
she was not a LSAT Demon student, but yeah, she kind of amusing when she found out. She's like, "Oh, yeah, I remember taking the LSAT."
I remember that thing. Okay, cool. Well, great. Thanks for writing in. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.